ablution. When the tools are laid out, stainless steel gleams like mirrors. Speculum, catheter, scalpel sharp, handle smooth as kid leather. She climbs into the saddle of the table. Her feet slip into metal stirrups. The doctor's standard poodle nuzzles her arm, then goes to his blanket in the corner by the fireplace. She thinks how lucky for a colored girl to find a room so clean. She imagines the dog twitching his nose as he watches her brown legs spread eagle under the white cloth, his coat shiny as a new tuxedo. She hears him lapping water, a sound she carries with her as the doctor lays the rubber gloves on her belly and washes her clean. She makes the least suspenseful movement, turns her head to look at the back door bolted shut now that she has entered. The dog laps more water, a sound she remembers when her mother announces she has waited supper until her daughter returned. Her sisters pry with coded questions, but she is good at keeping secrets, never telling the boy's name or where he had taken her. She hears only that lonely sound of the dog lapping water, a single movement so brief she has to bend toward her plate, slumping forward, not hearing her father push away from the table, sending water glasses spilling, forks rattling against knives, staining the bone-white tablecloth, the rush of blood that flows from her like a river, as she becomes the one we never speak about, defiant, beautiful, fierce, Fanny, one photo frozen for the long goodbye.